السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The next few chapters, they mention about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's seal that he had, prophethood. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says that between the two shoulders and more towards the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shoulder in the back, there was a flesh that was out a little bit and it was surrounded by hair. And it was around the size of a pigeon's egg. So this was the seal of the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rumaytha radiallahu anha, she says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was mentioning about a particular sahabi. I'll get to that in a minute. And she says that I was so near the seal, I could see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's the seal of prophethood on his back. He was mentioning about a sahabi by the name of Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. You know, subhanAllah, before I mention about his quality, maybe we never heard of his name before, Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. And there are so many different sahaba who had such great qualities that we don't hear about because we don't know about them. We haven't educated ourselves about sahaba. This particular sahabi, I mean, we know the Khulafa'i Rashideen and we know a few sahaba here and there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was mentioning about this sahabi, and remember his name, Sa'ad ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said when he passed away that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh was swaying, going from one side to another because of the happiness of the fact that Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu has passed away. So, you know, like I said, this is those sahaba that we don't even hear about, but their virtue was so great. Next hadith, as far as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, you know, seal. Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he says, similarly to the hadith before, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a piece of raised flesh in his back, and that was his sign or his seal of prophethood. Next chapter is on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair. And I have only taken out a few hadith from each chapter so that we can get an understanding or at least get a taste of, you know, what this book is about. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hair reached up to half his earlobe, meaning up to here. Just above his earlobe, that's where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair was. In another hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair was longer than the earlobe, past the earlobe, but before the shoulder. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions about his hair, that his hair was up to his shoulder. So none of them contradict each other. Sometimes he had it up to here, sometimes he had it here, and sometimes he had it longer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's combing of his hair. And this is another chapter. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam normally would rub oil, apply oil in his hair, and he used to comb his beard and he used to comb his hair. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, once he saw a sahabi and he had hair, but his hair wasn't combed. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he said that man kana lahu shi'ran falyakrimhu, that whoever has hair, then he should take care of the hair. Meaning he shouldn't keep it disheveled. Then he should make sure that it's combed, make sure that it's not sticking out. If it needs to be cut from places, then it should be in a decent manner. And when we look at Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we're learning about his description, we will find that he was simple, but at the same time, he always dressed in a modest and a decent manner. He always looked approachable in front of people, and even at home. That's extremely important, that last portion, that last part of the sentence that I said. Because, you know, when we go out, when we go to work, when we meet with others, mashallah, we put a lot of cologne and perfume and we're looking nice and we look and check ourselves a few times in the mirror. But when we come home, we know it's totally different. None of us, you know, none of the family members want to even come near us. So it shouldn't be like that. He was presentable when he was outside, but at the same manner, he was exactly the same at home. And in fact, you will find in the chapter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's siwak, his brushing of his teeth, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was particular in using the miswak, even entering the home. When he would enter the home, so that he, you know, his breath would be fresh and he would smell good. So this is something that is extremely important. Like I said, that we do take care of it when we go outside, but it should be the same, when we're at home. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's combing of his hair, that sometimes he used to comb his hair in such a way that he used to start from the right side. And if you remember yesterday, I mentioned that sometimes he used to part it in the middle, but most of the time he used to have it on the right side, and he used to comb it all the way back. This was the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam combing his hair. And she goes on by saying that even when it came to putting on his shoes, he would start from his right side and even performing wudu. The appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's white hair. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, as far as the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his white hair, he says that he had a few white hair on his temples, but certainly Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll find that some hadith that mention about him dyeing his hair. We're going to talk about that in the next chapter. But in this hadith, Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam did not dye his hair, and he had a few strands of white hair. But you'll find other hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did actually use something to dye his hair. Another hadith, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, once he approached Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in fact it was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, "O Prophet of Allah, it seems like, you know, age is catching up to you. It seems like you're getting older now." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied by saying, "Yes, the recitation of Surah Al-Hud and other surahs similar to that have made me old." And in subhanAllah, this surah is something that we're going to recite tonight. Meaning the content in that surah is such that, you know, which reminds me of the akhirah and reminds me of, you know, the situations of the people in the past. And because of that, these surahs have taken a toll on me. The dye of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Do you use dye?" And he replied, "Yes." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used dye to color his hair. And as far as the dye of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we learn from the hadith, is that the Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam, normally if he would dye his hair, he would use what do we call Hindi?
Henna.
Right? He would apply that in his hair to dye his hair. But he forbid men from using black dye to color their hair. So what is permissible is if someone wishes to dye their hair, you can do it dark brown. However, you'll find other hadith and where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also disliked that, and he said that whoever does have white hair, just leave it because it reminds you of the fact that, you know, you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both hadith are there. And lastly, the chapter on the kuhal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The kuhal was something that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to apply in his eye. It's like a powderish thing that you get, what we call surma in our, you know, in our terminology. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he said, "Use kuhal made of ithmid on the eye." Ithmid is a type of kuhal which is black and it has a little bit of a reddish color in it. And you will find this particular type of kuhal, especially if you go to Mecca or Medina, even back home, Pakistan, India, you will find this particular type of kuhal. And this is what is recommended or advised from the hadith. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, says that he had a small container of that, and he used to keep it with him, and every night he used to apply it in his eyes, the kuhal. Another hadith, Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in regards to the kuhal that it brightens the eye, it brightens the vision and it strengthens the growth of the eye, and it makes the eyelashes even longer. So these are some of the benefits of using the kuhal, the surma. It should be applied at night time. That's when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to apply the kuhal or the surma. And the way he used to apply it, he used to apply three strokes on the right eye, and he used to apply three strokes in the left eye. So this was the kuhal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll be talking a little bit about the dress code of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. What was his dress code and what was his dressing like? And this is a very important topic, especially nowadays, when there are a lot of people who are saying different things as far as the dress code of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned. So inshallah, we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail tomorrow. And like I said, this is a very, very important chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing upon these sunnahs. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.